Welcome back to Screenfish. I'm Julie Levac. Carol's Second Act is a new sitcom airing on CBS on September 26th. It's about Carol Kenny, a 50-something divorcee, empty nester who has just retired from her career as a teacher and decided to go back to school to become a doctor. I was lucky enough to talk to the delightful Ido Aguirre, who plays Dr. Maya Jacobs, who's Carol's chief resident at the hospital. Listen in as we discuss the courage behind beginning a second career, overcoming the age stereotypes, and much more. Enjoy.
Oh, great. Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Good to talk to you today.
Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. So, Carol's Second Act, I find the concept around it to be very intriguing and really relevant. Can you give us a quick rundown about what the show is about?
Absolutely. I mean, Carol's Second Act is at the heart of a workplace comedy that is who has been a mom, has been a wife, has been a teacher, and decides in the middle of it all, in a crossroads moment, that she wants to do something that she loves and is passionate and hungry for, which is to become a doctor. And I think the idea of Second Act something that anybody can relate to, because we all have those moments where you have to look in the mirror and see whether or not you recognize what the person looking back at you. And the moments where we have to choose between the things that we should be doing and should be, and where we should go, what we should have in our lives, and what we want and have in our lives, what we want to do in our lives, and what we want to pursue in our lives. And I think that's what the show is. And I think primarily it has to do with, Patty's character, Patricia's character, being over, in her 50s, and having to step into a new role, at that point in her life, and have to deal with people who don't have as much generational experience. And the truth is that these generations don't have to clash all the time.
Yeah, I had someone really close to me who in her 50s started seeing these changes in dynamic of her career, and she decided to go back to school and begin a second career. And it's a super scary time starting over again and all of those changes. It takes a lot of bravery.
Oh, my God, it takes a lot of courage, and it is a scary thing. But it can be so rewarding, because ultimately there are numerous opportunities for us to shoot on ourselves. I should do this, and take on the opinions and definitions that other people give to us. But ultimately, we're the people that have to face the consequences of the choices we make, whether they're for other people or even for ourselves. And I think it is a very great thing to choose to do what you want and what you love and what you're passionate about.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's interesting, though, because most of the characters react quite negatively towards Carol's age. It's sort of a hindrance for her initially. What do you think that Carol did to sort of prove them wrong and show that she was worthy of some respect from her colleagues?
Well, I think that's the thing. I think what's really lovely about the show is that at first we see it as a hindrance. There are certain assumptions that are made by the people around her about, what she's going to be about and what she's going to do. But ultimately, I think what comes right is that the generations don't have to be at war with each other, that there's a place we can get to where we can just learn from each other and appreciate what we all have to offer. We don't have to prove, and I think that's what I love about this show, is that it is a workplace comedy, and so you have these doctors who have these egos, and everybody's trying to in some sense prove that they have the right to be there, whether you're a black woman like me, or you're like one of my other friends, Jean-Luc, who plays Daniel Kutcher, who, is a Harvard grad and super smart, but still trying to prove that he deserves to be there. Each of us in our way, has to get to a place that does, in a very funny way, get to a place where we accept the fact that people want us to do the best job we can, and we can be supported by the people around us rather than having to compete.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the kindness and compassion that comes through with Carol. And I think that's what I'm sort of interested to see as time goes on, how that integrates into her career as a doctor.
I mean, Patricia Heaton is supported by Emily Hausner and Sarah Hopkins, two of these incredible writers, and has such, such a smart comedic voice in writing these women and these men in the show with such compassion and with such generosity, because they're not stereotypes. None of these characters are stereotypes. They're real people. They have real experiences. And I think that's another point that people will be able to make. That's another aspect of this show that people will be able to make. I mean, the fact that if we think about it, as you just pointed out, there are people in our own lives who are like, who are doing this thing. I want to write a different chapter of my life, and I'm going to do something different. I'm going to do something new, and I'm going to let go of any sense of control I have over the outcome, and just trust that if I go in the direction of what brings me joy, if I go in the direction of the path that brings, that brings up my passion, that feeds my hunger for life, then something good will happen. And that's what the show is written on.
Absolutely. Your character is Dr. Maya Jacobs, who is a more stern and no-nonsense person. She's smart and knows what she's doing. On the surface, she seems like a totally different person than Carol, who's a more happy-go-lucky character. But I feel like Dr. Jacobs and Carol might be more alike than we think. And I'm wondering what you think in that regard. Do you think that there's similarities there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think I've read a couple of ahead of the pilot, which you may or may not have seen, but what's really great about both of their characters is that they're foils for each other. They're kind of like yin and yang. My character, Maya, it's like Hermione to Ron, if you read any of the Potter books, and it's that kind of synergy that we both have. Carol's, generosity and talkative energy and, joy, and Maya's stern kind of focus, dedication, I think, come together and kind of, over the course of this season, just see how these two women, who have very different approaches to medicine, have to lean on each other, have to trust each other, and learn from each other in order to do better, in order to do their job better and do their job well. And I think that's what I love about my character, Carol, and all the other characters, how they're not pitted against each other. Maybe at first they are, but then they come to places where they recognize the goal in the other person. They're able to call it out and have the goal themselves be called out by other people who are very different than them, just being in their proximity.
Yeah, I'm very, very interested to see the dynamic of their two characters in episodes to come.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, you were talking about the cast. I'm really, really intrigued by this cast. You've got some heavy-hitting veterans going on with Patricia Heaton and Kyle MacLachlan.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm from Toronto, so I remember Sabrina Jalisse from back in the day, like Video on Trial and Much Music. I love what she brings to the cast. So did you learn anything in particular from Patricia or Kyle?
Oh my God, I think if I could sum it up in one word, it's generosity.
Wow.
Both of them have such generous spirit. There's a sense of camaraderie in the first day of feeling like we were a family and sharing with each other, in some sense, the intimate details of the nerves you get when you're about to go into your first reading for executive and confiding in each other, things that you would think that, veterans like them would feel or think or, still have thoughts about, but being able to share those kinds of things with each other kind of bonded us, all of us, to a family before we even were one. And I think that had a lot to do with their transparency, Kyle's transparency and Patty's generosity and their ability to be themselves, with me and with others, and really just share the experience, And I take it as a gift. It really is, to be able to work with people who you can be your full self with. I think that's when you can make the best kind of work, when you can take the best kind of risk, when you're doing comedy. It makes it fun.
Yeah, that's incredible. You can already see just from the pilot that sort of camaraderie coming through. So that's amazing. What can we expect from Carol's second act, season one? Sorry, what can we expect from this season of Carol's second act going forward?
Oh yeah. Well, you can expect a lot of shenanigans. Carol gets up to a lot of shenanigans this season, and so do her. So Dr. Maya, in her way. I guess it's more Dr. Maya gets roped into a lot of things this season, and there's a lot of really great moments of relationship where you just see the depth of relationship and moments where these characters will choose to be with each other and accept each other and learn from each other in the funniest of ways. And that's what I'm looking forward to everyone seeing and experiencing and laughing over. And a whole lot of laughs. It's so funny. You know, it's a funny thing when you've read a script over and over and over again and read different iterations of the script and you're still laughing over the jokes. I think that's a good test of how funny it is. So there's a lot of laughs to come, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's a really good sign. I'm pretty excited about seeing the rest of the season. Congratulations on the show. It was lovely. And thank you so much again for speaking with me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely appreciate it. Thanks, Julie.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Bye.